An incumbent from Arizona is heading back to Washington. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The Fox News Decision Desk has projected that Senate Democrat Mark Kelly has won re-election, defeating Republican Blake Masters.
Kelly campaigning on border security, abortion rights, and vowing to address the drought in the state. The former Navy pilot and NASA astronaut also promoting himself as someone who reaches across the political aisle to solve problems.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, still undecided in Arizona, the governor's race between Democrat Katie Hobbs and Republican Carrie Lake. In neighboring Nevada, the Democratic governor has lost his job. The Fox News Decision Desk has projected that Republican Joe Lombardo has unseated Steve Sisolak. Also in Nevada, a razor-thin Senate race that has yet to be decided.
The counting continues most significantly in Washoe County in northern Nevada and Democrat-heavy Clark County in the south, where 75% of Nevadans live. That's also where Democratic incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto has significantly cut into Republican Adam Laxalt's lead.
Fox's Sean Langell, the balance of power in both the Senate and the House remains up for grabs. After attending a UN climate summit in Egypt, President Biden has moved on to Cambodia for a conference of Southeast Asian nations. After that, it's off to Indonesia for a face-to-face meeting with China's president, his first since taking office.
The president views this as not the end of the line, but rather the start of a series of engagements that will also include further leader-to-leader meetings down the road.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. In southern China, an outbreak of COVID-19 is forcing nearly 2 million people to stay home today. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's still a lot up in the air following Tuesday's midterm elections, and the uncertainty could put a wrinkle in the leadership elections of congressional Republicans.
Senate Republicans are supposed to elect their leaders next week, widely expected to result in another term for Mitch McConnell as GOP leader. But Florida Republican Marco Rubio says a vote should be postponed to make sure those who want to lead are genuinely committed to fighting for the values of working Americans. His statement was endorsed by Missouri Republican Josh Hawley, who suggests holding a vote after Georgia's runoff Senate election on December 6th. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Despite the opposition, top Senate Republicans say the elections will be held as planned. Senate Democrats plan to hold their elections the week of December 5th. Conservative Republicans in the House have also called for an election delay. As for leadership of the entire Republican Party, one powerful GOP lawmaker has thrown her support behind former President Trump, who hasn't even announced another run for the White House.
The number three ranking House Republican, Elise Stefanik, says she's proud to back the former president in a 2024 race and calls on other members of her party to unite around, quote, the most popular Republican in America. Her views are not shared by many Republicans who blame Trump for GOP setbacks in the midterm elections. Other Republicans are calling on the party to move on from the Trump era.
Fox's Kathleen Maloney. Two more counties in eastern Oregon have voted in favor of joining Idaho. Supporters of the Greater Idaho Movement live in rural conservative counties. One farmer tells the Associated Press it's about values, not politics. If the two states negotiate a border adjustment, Congress would have to sign off on it in addition to both state legislatures. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.